Listening examination.
Listen to the recording and answer the questions. You will hear the recording twice.
As we enter this ancient city, you can see the amphitheatre, which has 19 rows of seats on the lower level and 23 on the upper level. The high parapet indicates that gladiatorial and animal fights were once held here. There are 5 entrances onto the stage for the actors, which is most interesting. Spectators used to walk around the tunnel-like area under the upper level of seats between plays. Now we'll move on to the stadium. It's U-shaped, 34 metres by 234 metres, and it used to hold about 12,000 people. In the open area, there used to be a huge building decorated with statues of prize-winning athletes. Under the seating sections, there are 70 vaulted spaces. One in every 3 of these spaces was an entrance into the stadium, and the other 2 were shops. Some of these shops still have the names of the owners, and some of the shops are connected to each other. The north end of the stadium was separated by a wall in the 3rd century. This area was used for gladiator fights. Now, if you'll follow me, I'll show you the main street, which is colonnaded along both sides, and the thermal bath, where you can walk around and take more photographs.
Now listen again.
As we enter this ancient city, you can see the amphitheatre, which has 19 rows of seats on the lower level and 23 on the upper level. The high parapet indicates that gladiatorial and animal fights were once held here. There are 5 entrances onto the stage for the actors, which is most interesting. Spectators used to walk around the tunnel-like area under the upper level of seats between plays. Now we'll move on to the stadium. It's U-shaped, 34 metres by 234 metres, and it used to hold about 12,000 people. In the open area, there used to be a huge building decorated with statues of prize-winning athletes. Under the seating sections, there are 70 vaulted spaces. One in every 3 of these spaces was an entrance into the stadium, and the other 2 were shops. Some of these shops still have the names of the owners, and some of the shops are connected to each other. The north end of the stadium was separated by a wall in the 3rd century. This area was used for gladiator fights. Now, if you'll follow me, I'll show you the main street, which is colonnaded along both sides, and the thermal bath, where you can walk around and take more photographs.